I want Sashin Good Morning. I want to pose for a question today. How many of us actually relaxed and rested yesterday? As we seen along the lines of the morning shift, how many of us actually relaxed and rested? We gonna hope y'all stay up there today. She been a little loose on the suctioning area of her life. She gonna get better. Yes, we are grateful for life, but there it is. I'm just gone and take it down, y'all, because the catastrophe that we had on yesterday just wasn't worth putting you through all of that this morning. So, again, good morning, nephew. So, how many people actually, Mary Kaiser, good morning, relaxed and rested on yesterday? Because it was, Miss Andrina, good morning, it was pretty clear the outline expectations of what we expected to take place and what we truly allowed ourselves or made ourselves do yesterday. So we talked about relaxing, relax, rest, right? Refreshing and recovering strength yesterday. Now, I know I did. But I don't, you know, sleep don't ever owe me nothing. I don't ever owe sleep nothing. It finally fell, y'all. Just throw the whole thing away. Ruby, good morning. Miss Diane, good morning. So, I slept really well. I'm telling you, slept so good. I ain't know it was raining or nothing like that. Tasha, good morning. Nothing like that. I just woke up this morning and my husband was gone doing ministry business. Had to go to Savannah this morning. And we are praying with one of our daughters in ministry who is having a procedure this morning. It's actually surgery this morning. And we are praying that God's healing power and virtue would flow and that he would be in the room with the doctors while they're doing what he has assigned for them to do. And we just trust God. And we, you know, I truly want to take some time too to just say that there are a lot of people that we are holding up in prayer. You know, there are people that are dealing with issues that we know nothing of. And then there are people that we do know that are dealing with a lot of issues. We pray for the Lord's healing virtue and power to go wherever it's necessary. And I rebuke cancer. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I rebuke cancer in Jesus' name. Received several reports over the course of this week and towards the end of last week regarding so many different people who have learned and discovered that that cancer, they've received the diagnosis of cancer. But I do believe, y'all, and I pray that our faith this morning, or our faith, but it's one faith, but our faith, all of us together, can come together and touch and be in agreement with divine healing and miracles to be performed in the lives of those who believe and truly trust God for their healing. So we rebuke cancer now in Jesus' name. And we're praying for those who truly are standing in the need of prayer. Not just cancer, but for any other sickness and infirmity and ailment. Even the spirit of rebellion from our children. The stubbornness of us all that can get us sometimes in things and places and affect different people in so many different ways. So just know that our prayers are with aim and direction. We know exactly what we're praying for, and the things that we don't specifically know and what we're able to put our fingers on, we do know that the effectual and fervent sincere prayers of the righteous do avail much. And I just truly, truly believe that God answers. He hears and he answers our prayers. And whatever his will is, let me preface or let me follow up with that. Whatever his will is for everybody who's going through, who's facing something, whatever tumors dry up in Jesus' name, whatever his will is concerning every person individually, that it be done. Because sometimes we can pray for a healing, that things go away, and it be his will that be a thorn in someone's flesh. So I just pray that whatever the will of God is concerning everybody's life be done in due timing. But I also believe that our prayers have the ability to shift and move God. And move God. I just truly, truly believe that. We pray for those who are going through times of difficulties and bereavement, because death can really, really be difficult for some people, and grief is truly, truly a real emotion, and it takes time to be able to deal with a lot of different things, and it takes people in our lives and around us during those tough times to help pull us through. And if you need a funeral director, or if you need a mortuary, a funeral service for your loved one, please make sure that you contact Gatlin Mortuary, located at 500 East Avenue, right here in 500 East Alden Avenue, right here in Valdosta, Georgia. Contact them today at 229-247-4141. Again, 229-247-4141, where our family is serving yours. We provide modern day services with traditional values, and we provide the service that you request, making sure that it is handled in detail and with excellence and professional service. But again, we are truly, truly praying for a lot of people. And so hopefully that each of us can join together in that quest. And we just never know, somebody may be praying for you. You don't tell all your business, but you struggle with pain in your body and ailments and issues. And so I stand in agreement with heaven for your healing. For each of us, it may not just necessarily need physical healing, but emotional healing, mental wealth, mental health. So today is going to be an absolutely wonderful day. And we're going to talk about how we as a people can be blessed. And there are two things that we're going to talk about. We're going to look at Psalms 119 this morning, and we're just going to peep a couple of verses, okay? Let's look at 1 through 8. Pardon me, Psalms 119. Want to encourage us on how we can be blessed here. And we're going to chit-chat a little bit about it. So let's look at verse 1, popping up from the Message Bible this morning. That's where we're going to pull from today. All right, Psalms 119:1 says, "You are blessed when you stay on course." This is a message for your heart, and just know now, Sometimes I would situation be like, no, you are blessed when you stay on course. So to somebody who's listening to me this morning, let this be a sweet sound in your ear. You are blessed when you stay on course. Whatever you do, stay on course. You know what you have been assigned to do. You know what you have been called to do. You know what you have been purposed to do. You know what your mission is. You know what your vision is. You know what's in front of you, where you're trying to go. And so we are blessed. This is the word. We are blessed when we stay on course. Say it with me. Today I commit and affirm that I will not deviate from the course that has been set in front of me. I know it's a lot, but take your time. I commit and affirm today that I will not deviate from the course that has been placed in front of me. I am not going to deviate from the good course. Hear me now. From the good course that I'm on. I'm not going to deviate from that. I'm not going to get sidetracked from that. I'm not going to be curious enough with anything. I'm not going to be curious enough, hear me, with anything enough to get me off course. Especially when I know that I'm following the yellow brick road. You understand what I'm saying? When I know I'm following this path that God has set before me. That's how you're blessed. When you stay on course, walking steadily. Steadily. Keep it, you know, steady love. Keeping it right there in the middle. Walking steadily on the road revealed by God. That's simple. That's just about as plain as it can be made. You want to know why your blessings stop? You're feeling like your blessings done slowed up? You feel like the Lord has been withholding things from you if you are a believer? You don't feel like things been going the way that you planned if you're not a believer? It's because you have gotten off course. Somewhere along the way, you done moved off and got off course. But you're blessed when you stay on course. Number two, you are blessed when you follow his instructions, when you follow his directions, doing your best to find him. So let's pause. You're blessed when you follow his directions. You know what he told you to do. You know what you have been given, the lot that you've been given, right? You know what he's placed in your heart and in your spirit to do. And he's given you directions to follow. And I was told, they were saying it to me in jest, that you can cook if you follow the directions of the recipe. You ain't got to be no expert and know how to do it, just whatever. But if you'll follow the directions, it will more than likely turn out the way it's supposed to turn out. And sometimes things don't turn. Oh, God, help me today. Sometimes things in our lives don't turn out the way they're supposed to turn out. Because somewhere along the line, somewhere on the path, we stop following directions. We decide we're going to do this our way. We want to do it how we want to do it. We want to add how Auntie said we got to put some cooked grease in the collard greens. But if you want things to turn out, especially like the Lord has instructed you and told you things were going to turn out that way, we got to follow his directions. Follow his instructions. Listen, because I, listen at this. Because I don't know what I'm doing in the kitchen, and I use it. Because I don't know what I'm doing. Because I don't know everything. Hit me, Auntie Charlene. Because I don't have a clue sometimes. I have to follow the directions. Again, like Tasha said, I got to follow them step by step. And the reason why I'm following them step by step, because I don't trust me. I can't leave it up to me to do it on my own. And that's how this walk is, this path is. That's how on being able to stay on course, because we know sometimes that we can't do it by ourselves. We know sometimes that if it's left up to us, hear me now, that if it's left up to us, we are liable to miss a step. We're liable to have a misstep. And that misstep will cause us to be able, it will cause us to get off track. And because I want to look like what God wants me to look like, because I want to do everything and have things to turn out the way he envisioned, the way he revealed it to me. Because remember now, in verse number 1, it says, you're blessed when you stay on course, look, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. I don't want to misstep. So it's important for me to follow directions. Some of you have not achieved a level of success. Some of you have not reached that level in God, tapped into the depth of God and his anointing in the spiritual realm to be able to do everything that God wants you to do, because you will not follow his direction. You will not follow his instruction. And that's the way you stay blessed. That's the way you continue to be blessed and be a blessing. There's directions that we have to follow. I can't be getting in the kitchen and just trying this. I got to read this paper, honey. And I got to read it and I got to study it. Turn the oven on, preheat the oven to 350. That take a little time. Then the next step is you got to prep all this stuff before you start cooking. For me, it's individually taking it one step at a time, one move at a time, because I don't want to misstep. I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to fail. I don't, because ain't nobody in the house but me and my husband, and I don't care what I cook other than spaghetti. He ain't eating it no how. But I don't want to fail at anything that I pull. God help me today. I don't want to fail at anything that I put my hands to. I don't want to fail. I don't want to come up short. It is not my aim to do that. And so following his directions is imperative. It could be a matter of life and death. So if you want to be blessed and you want to be, I'm telling you, when you're blessed, when you follow his directions, doing your best to find him. And I want to encourage anybody that's listening to me in the short time that I got left, do your best to find God. If you can be in your worst storm, do your best to find God. Life can be easy for you. Life can be plain for you. You cannot be having no problems in your life. But whatever you do, do your best to find God. Whatever path that you're on, whatever road that you're on, whatever course that you're on, whatever business that you're in, whatever profession or career that you're in, whatever you're involved in, whatever organization, whatever fraternity or sorority, do your best. Oh, God help me today. To find God. Do your best to find God while you're in it. That if I'm on a road, if I'm on a path, and I have not found him on it, I'm headed the wrong way. I'm going down the wrong road. If you, whatever it is you're doing, can you say, I'm going to look for God here. I can find God here. Now, I know we can find God everywhere. But can I find God here? Right? Can I find God in this? Because if I find him, then I'm going to find his will for my life. I find his will for my life, then I'm going to find the course and the path that he wants me to take. If I find the course and the path that he wants me to take, then I can stay on it. I can stay true to it. And here in Psalms 119 and verse number 1 says that that I can, if I stay on course and I'm steady, hear me now, and I'm steady on this course that's been revealed by God, then I'm blessed. And you get there and you stay there. It says, that's right. You do not go off on your own. Here, look at it. You don't go off on your own. You walk straight along the road that he has set. You, God, has prescribed the right way to live. Now you expect us to live it. Listen, he has prescribed the right way to live and he expects us to live it. When a doctor writes you a prescription, when they prescribe you a medication, they list on that medication how often you should take it or when you should take it. And that's how they expect you to take that prescription. To utilize that prescription. God has prescribed a way for us to live. That's what it says. The right way to live. This is the right way to use it. Some people misuse the right way. That's why you get people that misuse their authority. Talk down on people. Judgmental. Condescending. Just misuse their authority. Creating slavery. Out of, you know, the position that they've been given. No, the right way to live. That's why I said it yesterday. Lord, keep my life clean. You hear what I'm trying to tell you? I want to live life the right way. Now you expect us to live it. Oh, that my steps might be steady, keeping to the course you set. Then I never, listen, that I never have any regrets in comparing my life with your counsel. I won't have no regret. If I live it the way he has prescribed. Woo! Come here, little girl. If I live it the way he's prescribed, I never have any regrets in comparing my life with the way he prescribed it. If this is what he's ordered and set and put in front of me and said, if you live your life this way, if you follow the course, you're going to be blessed. You ain't going to never have no regrets. Oh, I regret not going to Freaknik. Anyway, I had to throw that in there. I regret not going to Woodstock. I regret not going to, you know, to whatever. I regret not doing this or not doing that. You won't have any regrets when you are living the life your life the way he has prescribed for your life to live. Point blank, period. Anyway, so I hope I said something to help you out as you go through your day. Remember now, today we commit and we affirm to not deviating from the course that has been set in front of us. Don't deviate. Don't let anybody cause you to deviate. Don't let anything cause you to deviate from that course, from that plan. No person, no thing. It ain't strong enough. It's not not making me curious enough, not enticed, not pulled, not impressed enough to deviate from this plan, from this course that God has set before me. And if you stay true to your course, stay steady on your course. Stay steady on your course. Stay steady.